When Alexander the Great was a young boy, his father was trying to train a horse, and this horse was unmanageable. They could do nothing with it. His father had, the king, had paid a fortune for this horse, and he was just giving up. And Alexander watched as they trying to train this horse, and he noticed something about the horse that made him skittish. And so he went over to his father, and he said, "I can tame that horse." And his father was so frustrated that he said, "If you can tame this horse, you can have him." And so Alexander had noticed that the horse was scared of its own shadow. What Alexander did was that he pointed this horse in the direction of the sun and jumped up on the back of the horse and rode him out of sight. And so he got the horse. The horse that had been unmanageable was tamed. It was broken to the rider. They didn't have any saddles in those days, no stirrups. And so Alexander rode him bareback, took him in battles throughout the whole world. They were wounded together. This horse was with him always. And finally, when he died, Alexander gave the horse a funeral. He named the horse Bucephalus, which means ox head, because he had kind of a funny looking head. But it was probably kind of stubborn as an ox might be. And so the horse was tamed. The Greek cavalry officers, when they had a horse that would respond in battle to the merest pressure of their knees, the slightest tug on the mane, or a word in their ear from their rider would carry them through the battle, the noise and the bloodshed and the confusion of the battle. The cavalry officer said, "This horse is prowess. It's tamed. It's broken to my will." That word is the same word that is used here in this passage in the Greek New Testament, the original language of the New Testament. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are broken to the will of God. Blessed are those who are strong and mighty and yet humble themselves before God that they may do his will. When Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek," he did not say, "Blessed are the weak." He meant, "Blessed and happy are you when you're under the control of the Master." Listen to the Beatitudes again. We've been listening to them for several days. Let them sink into your heart. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." O God in heaven, my Father, my Master, break me for your use. Tame my wild heart. Tame my unruly thoughts. I give myself to you. Do with me whatever you will, wherever your hand leads. And may I always do your will. Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." And so I pray the same, Lord. So fill me with the knowledge of your will and break me to your hand, to your way, to your will, that I may be useful in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.